Hi there, this is Dr. Peter Tobias, and this is Dog School for Cool. I have a very, very interesting topic today. In the previous podcasts, we have mentioned the challenges and problems that come out of using prong collars, choke chains, or electric shock collars. And it seems that some members of our community get very upset when I start talking about the effect of collars and the whole impact of these collars on dogs. And I know that there are two major kind of areas that people are arguing about. One of them is the health impact of collars. And second, whether we can use them and how much emotional damage they cause on dogs. So why don't we just start with the first one, and that is the health impact on our dogs, because that's where my strengths are, and that's what I've been seeing over and over and over in the course of the last 25 years of my practice. So if you look at the collar itself, it is kind of an interesting thing, because if we put a collar on ourselves, and if someone else holds a leash, it kind of would really look strange. But we really got used to having dogs on a collar around the neck, and I don't know many humans who would actually like to have anything around their neck. And I'm quite certain that dogs are quite similar if they had a choice. However, I'm going to focus on the health risks that are related to collars. First, if you look at the position, the collar presses exactly where the thyroid gland is. It's a very, very fine and sensitive gland. And thyroid gland and thyroid hormone regulate the whole body metabolism. So it's very important to have thyroid gland intact. And if you have a dog that pulls and the collar actually injures the thyroid gland, which happens every single time, because the thyroid gland is not any less soft than, let's say, a very, very fine tissue of the lymph nodes or something like that. They're very, very soft, non-muscular little glands. If that thyroid gland gets injured, then it gets inflamed, and the body registers that there is inflammation and starts creating autoantibodies. And that's what many veterinarians and labs are looking for, autoantibodies against the thyroid gland, because that's the first stage of a potential hypothyroidism or low thyroid hormone production. So when the injury happens, antibodies are created and the thyroid gland itself is destroyed by the antibodies that attack directly the cells of the thyroid gland. So that is where the biggest challenge and biggest problem is with collars, that they push on the thyroid gland and cause injuries and destruction. Now, I've also seen many dogs having a misalignment of the cervical spine. You know, spine is a very important energy channel in the body, and it also is crucial for supplying the energy flow to most important organs such as brain and extremities and the ears and eyes and every cell in the body. And if you have a restriction of the energy flow around the neck, which the collar often causes, especially choke chains and prong collars, you will start seeing some problems around the eyes and ears, and often paw licking, because dogs feel abnormal sensation. And it is just a cascade reaction that goes down the whole body. I don't have really time to explain everything that I've learned about collars and how much damage they cause. And those people who argue with me, how do I know, and whether this this has been confirmed, I have been able to confirm it many, many times when I see a variety of different problems that dogs come with, and then we remove the collars and those problems disappear. To be honest, I don't need to do a double-blinded study. I've seen enough patients and dogs to see what's happening with collars and how much damage they cause. Whenever I post a post on Facebook or social media, or write a blog, I know that there is a lot of different opinions. Some people get very angry about me talking against choke chains, electric collars, and prong collars, adamant and so angry sometimes about me stating my opinion. And if you got a chance to watch a movie which is called The Shadow Effect by Debbie Ford, Debbie actually is an amazing person when it comes to human psychology and understanding why people do things that they do. And she talks about the shadows being the denied parts of ourselves. And I think that the anger around colors and why people get so adamant and so agitated when I state my opinion is that they are not 100% sure whether what they're doing is actually right. And I know that most people love their dogs. And imagine if I loved my dog and I was using a collar for 20 years, and then someone told me, hey, you're causing harm, or even if I had a dog that would be really seriously ill or even died prematurely, was affected by a chronic condition, suddenly I would feel like, oh, maybe I caused it. And that is something that most people can't really bear. And that's why they get upset and angry. So think about it again. If you use a collar on a dog, it is a totally unnatural device. Nature has not invented any collars. It was humans. We have other gentler ways of restraining dogs if they're, you know, if they're on the street and obeying bylaws and so on. We would not put collars on our children. We would not tolerate it. Children wouldn't tolerate it. And most of us believe that our dogs are similar to our kids. You know, they're our family, we love them, and we really want the best. So whenever you catch yourself to be angry about the issues of collars, just sit back and breathe a little bit and think about it. Nobody is telling you that you don't love your dog or you're not a good person. We're just saying that collars are an outdated restraint device, and they're not good for dogs. That's all I'm saying. And when it comes to electric collars, we all know that electric impulses actually affect every cell in the body. And beside the fact that I've seen dogs yelping and kind of crouching and falling to the ground on the beach when they're running because someone used an electric collar, the other thing is that the electricity current has an impact on the whole body. And if you use it over and over and over, it will affect every cell, every organ, and it can cause and lead to chronic conditions. I would love to have research funds for doing this research, and I'm quite certain that dogs that do not have any of these restraint devices do much better emotionally and also health-wise. And if there's someone who actually would like to conduct a study like that, I'd be so happy to actually help to set it up. Thanks so much. Thank you for listening to Dog School for Cool. And I am Dr. Peter Tobias. If you would like to subscribe to our podcasts and blogs and articles, you can go to drpeterdobias.com and join our pack. Thanks so much and take care.